to be honest, right, I kind of haven't seen the scene. I mean, like, I think it's great, you know. I'm incredibly happy for him. And if you're into it, then that's great. But I kind of really haven't seen it. But I hear it's a pivotal vampire moment, you know.
After a couple of years playing folk music in London, Bobby Long's university friend Robert Pattinson featured one of his songs in the vampire movie Twilight. As you can imagine, everything took off after that. This is Take 5 from WFUV. Hi, it's Courtney O'Connell. Singer and songwriter Bobby Long grew up in a family of musicians in England, but he didn't pick up the guitar until he was 18 years old. Then he started writing a lot of songs and playing his brand of folk music around London's open mics. Most of his output has come out one song at a time, often recorded in his living room or from live performances, but now Bobby's released his debut album, A Winter Tale. Bobby joined host Alisa Ali in Studio A, and she got to ask him about his early resistance to being a musician.
My dad plays guitar, and so does my cousin and uncle. And my dad kind of taught my uncle how to play too. So he was like very much looking forward to expanding on his legacy in terms of, you know, like he wanted to teach somebody else. And I got it when I was like 13, but I never picked it up. I didn't pick it up till I was like 17. I was quite unhappy about it, getting it for Christmas.
Oh, really? What did you want?
I don't know. I wanted like a dog or something, you know? Or a boat, like a remote control boat, something weird. But I didn't get it, you know. And I was kind of, it was a Spanish guitar, and I was kind of really annoyed that it was a Spanish guitar too, because I wanted to get like a electric or something.
So what was it that made you pick it up finally?
I don't know. It was a mixture of everything. I think I was kind of bored, and it just seemed like the right time. I was always going to play guitar. I think it was always on the cards, but it suddenly felt like I wanted to do it, and it was my idea.
When the world holds out its flag, the sun will fall across the plain. I will hold out my hands and take the blame. And when the weather falls so cold, the frost ravages the lanes, I will bow down my head in shame. But who have you been loving? But who have you been loving? But who have you been loving? But who have you been loving?
You've been on tour for so long. In fact, you're a bit of a road warrior, where like you have done an astounding amount of shows in, you know, various countries,
yeah,
without even having a record out.
Yeah, it kind of naturally worked out that way, but I wanted to do it that way. I wanted to kind of get on the road and play. So by the time my record did come out, I was ready to go, and I knew what touring was all about. And I also wanted to put, like, to travel with the songs and make sure I've got them 100% spot on before I went in the studio. And I knew how to play them to the best, you know, the best of my ability. And mm-hmm. when I walked in the studio, I knew the songs so well that I could instruct the musicians on what to do and help them out. Because if I walked in there and didn't know the songs, then it would all come crashing down.
And now I will run you like a thread, 'cause my wounded eyes will see again. And make peace with the sky. This rain may bring you hope, but no siren will call. Praise your love for the fall. But now I will fall upon this town to call your name, my sweet suffragette.
That was Bobby Long playing live in Studio A with Who've You Been Loving and The Bounty of Mary Jane. Bobby's debut album is called A Winter Tale. Take 5 was produced today by Paul Chufo. Check out the complete interview online anytime at WFUV.org.